You're listening to the Counterculture Mom Show. Our kids are under fire every day with the media and pop culture persuading them to give up their faith and Christian values. Stay tuned now as former Hollywood actress and pop culture expert Tina Griffin helps you counter these messages and safely navigate today's pop culture chaos.
Kay Sheldon Bailey has served in ministry for over 33 years as former senior pastor, international ministry to Africa, Asia, and Europe. He's been all around the globe. Like the Apostle Paul, he's single with no wife or children. Celibate for over 30 years, Kay Sheldon is the author of three books, Trouble, Filled, and The Jesus Fast. He was delivered from being the product of an urban Chicago Southside upbringing, drugs, violence, criminal behavior, and other elements of worldly living. In the middle of consuming narcotics for his deceptive pleasure and enjoyment, with absolutely no one around, he heard the still small voice of God say, "Serve me now or go to prison and serve me later." In the days that followed, God allowed him to see how a number of law enforcement agencies were aiming for him as they suspected him of being a supplier of illegal pharmaceuticals. This is the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm your host, Tina Griffin. Fasting is the topic of the week. Get ready to digest one phenomenal story. I'm with Kay Sheldon Bailey, apostle with KSBMI. Kay Sheldon, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Tina. Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for getting in the mix. I have to tell you, right now I want a deep dish pizza really bad, and we're talking about fasting. This is not good. So for anybody out there currently eating and we're talking about fasting, you might want to just like wait till you're done eating or put the food aside and watch this episode immediately. Kay Sheldon, you have to talk about that introduction more in detail. You are in the middle of doing drugs and God said, "Yo, serve me now or go to prison and serve me later." How did that happen? How did you know it was God? Do tell us.
Well, it's a powerful encounter is what it was. And you know, I knew it was God, one, because there was no one else around, as you mentioned in the intro. And I had some familiarity with God. I didn't have a relationship with him, but I had, I would say, a two-year Christian upbringing. Before I left and went to the military, my mom made me go to church with her. And so I was somewhat familiar with God. And so when I heard the voice, I knew that it had to be him. Mm. And who else speaks like that? Who else would say, "Serve me now," or who else would say such a thing? So I knew it was him. And he has a way of allowing us to know when it's him that's speaking to us and what it is that he would have us to do. And so that's kind of how I knew.
Okay, so he just told you those words, "Serve me now or go to prison and serve me later." What did you do? Like throw the drugs? What kind of drugs were you doing at the time that he spoke to you?
I was doing cocaine.
Cocaine.
I was doing cocaine at the time. Mm-hmm.
So did you throw the cocaine up in the air? Did you like shudder? I mean, what happened to you physically when you heard his voice?
I absolutely did nothing but take it into consideration. You know, at that time, I was so deep into what I was into. Even though I heard the voice of God, it didn't move me the way that think, you know, we would think that it would. But I considered what he said. I believed what he said. And I just kind of believed that I had a little bit of time before, you know, the worst would happen. And so I just continued on doing the things that I was doing. And it wasn't long after that before he began to allow me to see that what he had said could be so. In terms of the law enforcement agencies following me, there was an occasion when they came into my place when I wasn't there, and he allowed me to see and know and understand that. That allowed me to know that if they had access to my place, they would be able to plant anything that they wanted to plant.
Sure.
And caused me to do more time than maybe I would have been entitled to based upon what I was doing, you know. So it took about another year before I finally came around.
Another year after the cocaine, but at some point you ditched the cocaine and grabbed the Bible. So way to go, you made the right decision. You're on God's side now, so no one's stopping you from what you're about to share today. Who was your biggest spiritual influence?
Oh, without question, it was my mother. Mm. It was my mother, Adrienne Bailey. Yeah, she she modeled a life of Christianity before my sister and I. My older brother was already gone. He had left the house. And my mother, I write about this in my book, Trouble. My mother, after a time of living half in and half out, she was involved in a tragic accident. In fact, she had tried to take her own life. And the Lord spared her and allowed her to live. And after that, she committed her life completely to Christianity. And then the 2 or 3 years that followed that, before I left to go into the military, she modeled Christianity before me. I mean, we're talking seeing her pray, knowing that she was fasting, attending church 2 or 3 times a week, faithfully giving, even praise and worship music from the radio in the morning. I would hear J. Vernon McGee in the morning on the radio every morning. And from the example that she set before us, Tina, I created the same as it pertains to children and parents, that what children see in their parents becomes seed in them.
Seed
has only one function, and that is to bring forth fruit after its own kind. So it wasn't, you know, I don't know, maybe some years later that I found myself doing the exact same thing that she was doing, going to church faithfully, listening to J. Vernon McGee, praise and worship, fasting, prayer, praying in the spirit, and all of those things. So my mother was my biggest influence, no question about it.
That is so phenomenal. And you mentioned that she fasted, then you fasted as a result of seeing her fasting. And this is our whole theme, fasting. So we're going to go from drugs. We're fasting on the drugs forevermore. And we're focusing on the good fasting for the Lord, for his purpose. You wrote a book called The Jesus Fast. Why did you want to write on that topic when you now are very knowledgeable on many?
Well, the Jesus Fast, well, for me, fasting plays such a tremendous role in many areas of my Christianity, my commitment to Christ, my ability to live, you know, right before him. And even in terms of my teaching ministry, fasting played a tremendous role. You know, I began fasting because when I came to Christ, I was able to repent right away from a number of worldly things. But I struggled with repenting from fornication. I had a challenge with that that I just could not shake. And I remember having a conversation with my mother one day, and I didn't tell her specifically with what I was struggling with, but she said something about fasting that made me believe that fasting could work in terms of me overcoming that problem with fornication, you know.
Wow.
And so then I began fasting then. And what fasting, one of the many things that fasting does is that it helps to put to death the flesh. It starves the flesh to death.
So good.
And so when I began to fast, that area of my flesh, because I targeted my fast specifically against the fornication. And when I began fasting, the Lord helped to deliver me from fornication. And so that's one of the reasons why I think fasting is important. And then other things I talk about in the Bible, in terms of my teaching ministry, you know, I think every minister should fast. Everyone that's called to the word ministry should fast, because there's a connection between fasting and the ministry of the word. And we see that when Moses went to the mountaintop to visit with God to get the law and the commandments.
Yeah,
the Bible says that he fasted 40 days. Now, when he was going to get that the commandment and the law, that was revelation. It was revelation of how God wanted his people to live. And so from that, I see that there's a connection between us fasting and us receiving revelation from the word of God. And that and many other things. You know, I named the book The Jesus Fast because there's a particular way that Jesus fasted that's different from how we commonly fast today.
I was going to ask you about that. Can you go into detail how he, you know what, we're going to go a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk to you about how when Jesus fasted for 40 days, how that was different than what you and I fast like today. And should it be different? So more with Kay Sheldon right after this.
Have you ever wanted to start a charity or ministry? Launching a nonprofit can be time consuming, expensive, and overwhelming. If you have a vision and mission, but don't know where to start or how to raise donations, Capstone Legacy Foundation is your solution. Their ministry charity project allows you to receive tax-free donations without the expense and hassle of forming your own 501c3, and in less than 48 hours. This ministry partnership fund is exactly how Counterculture Ministries got its start, and we grew quickly. Capstone Legacy Foundation handles all your legal and accounting paperwork, allowing you time to develop the ministry and message God gave you. Call Capstone today at 610-688-8890 or check out capstonelegacy.org for more information and tell them Tina sent you. Partner with Capstone Legacy Foundation to transform our culture for Christ and get your nonprofit started today.
If you're a busy mom like me, juggling kids, home life, and everything in between, you know healthcare is a huge decision. What's worked for me and my family for over a decade? MediShare. Over the years, I've had all four of my kids with MediShare, gone through two major surgeries, and never once stressed about the bills being paid. MediShare is affordable, saving us up to 50% compared to other healthcare options. And I love knowing our money never ends up supporting things that don't align with our values. MediShare offers 24/7 access to telehealth services as well. Have a sick kid in the middle of the night? Not a problem. They've got your back. So if you're looking for healthcare that fits your family and your values, I can't recommend MediShare enough. Call today at 1-866-88-BIBLE and be sure to mention Counterculture Mom when you enroll. That's 1-866-88-BIBLE. And join the thousands of families like mine who found healthcare that truly cares about what matters most. Remember what grandma said, garbage in equals garbage out. Let's keep the garbage out and put quality TV shows, movies, social media that is biblically based in our kids' brains. The Counterculture Mom app is loaded with these godly options. We have many different easy to navigate sections on our app. However, the most popular is the pop culture alerts. Get timely pop culture alerts through our push notifications with the Counterculture Mom app. These daily notifications keep you updated about cultural issues that are trending, and many of which are dangerous for our kids to see. However, we pump out a ton of positive pop culture alerts so you have great entertainment options right at your fingertips. You can download the Counterculture Mom app at the Google Play or iTunes store and get our notifications right on your phone. Read the short alerts, apply your advice, and in turn, your children will know how to make their own wise media choices and develop a healthy worldview as a result. Win-win, people. The app is $5 a month, or we're doing a deal now for the entire year for $50. That funding helps us push out more alerts each week with our team of six just on the app and produce this show every single week. Don't forget to say yes to receiving those push notifications when you download the app. Happy navigating, people. So Kay Sheldon, talking about Jesus fasting here for 40 days, do you think that we should fast just like Jesus fasted? And what was the difference between how we fast today according to what he fasted?
Yes, we absolutely should fast in the way that Jesus fasted. I think he's the standard for us as Christians, as followers of Christ. And the difference in the Jesus fast and the way that many of us fast today is that the Jesus fast, Jesus completely abstained from food. We have fast today that, namely the Daniel fast, that says that we can eat certain types of food. And if we abstain from certain types of food, that's fasting. I understand how that's been mistaken in the Bible, mistakenly taught and believed from the Bible. But in the chapter four, the Daniel fast, I highlight how we mistakenly come to believe that what Daniel did in abstaining from certain types of foods was a fast when it actually was not. You know, I talk about how Daniel did, in fact, fast, but I have this saying that says Daniel fasted, but the Daniel's fast was not Daniel's fast. When Daniel fasted, he actually abstained from food, and the other things that he did were not considered a true fast according to what we see how Jesus fasted.
So that is mind-blowing. I've never heard anyone talk about the fact that basically what I'm getting from what you're saying is the Daniel fast is a cheat type of fast and not the real deal. It's a fraudulent fast. Let's just say it like it is in a 22-minute episode. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to do what Daniel did or a different type of break from certain foods, that's one thing, but don't call it a fast. Is that what you're basically saying?
That's absolutely on point, Tina.
Okay, the real deal is the Jesus fast, because you get the best connection with God with the bondage breaker things that happen as a result if you do the Jesus real deal fast. So not the fast food fast.
Not the abstaining from TV, abstaining from social media, and one thing I believe is that the enemy's aim is always to completely keep us away from the things of God.
Yes.
That's the aim. Yes.
Yep.
But if he cannot keep us away from the true things of God, he'll seek to sell us on a false version of that thing.
My gosh, you're something else. I totally see where you're going with this. And you and I are cut from the same cloth. The thing is, I've done other fasts, and it was a fraudulent fast. Now I got to do the real fast. So let's break it down with the Jesus fast, your book. What can we find in your book that you wrote that God told you to get it on paper now?
Yeah. So one of the things that I did was I looked at everyone in the Bible who fasted. And I looked at the various reasons why they fasted. And what that allowed me to know, a couple of things. One is that we can target our fast. I mentioned a moment ago how I began fasting because I had a problem with fornication, and I wanted God through fasting to help to free me from that.
Right.
So I aimed my fast at that problem. And seeing the people in the Bible fasting for various reasons, it allowed me to know that they also targeted their fast. They fasted to receive guidance and direction. They fasted to receive favor. They fasted to get the victory. They fasted for a number of different reasons. And it's important that we know and understand that, because again, the enemy wants to keep us away from fasting, because he knows also that fasting is a direct threat to the kingdom of darkness. And even in terms of, fasting in the right way, if we don't fast the proper way, if we don't fast the Jesus fast, then we're not really a threat to the kingdom of darkness. But it's important to understand what the Bible teaches about that and be willing to embrace that and to begin to implement that.
Okay, so let's look at the Jesus fast. Can you explain for everybody why Jesus fasted, why 40 days, and what did he get as a result?
Chapter two, I think it is entitled The Jesus Fast. And Tina, this was so powerful. We can read things in the Bible for years and years and years, and then we can read it or study it another time for another reason and get revelation that we didn't receive in the previous years that we had read the same story. So it's interesting that before Jesus began his ministry, he fasted, which says to us that there's a connection between ministry and fasting. The next thing we see is that the Bible said the Spirit of God drove him into the wilderness, and he fasted 40 days, and he was tempted. And so it's interesting, because when Jesus was tempted, in the book of Matthew and I think the book of Luke, both give an account of that time that he was in the wilderness and fasting 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
Both talk about the three temptations. The first temptation was for Jesus to turn the stones into bread. And the reason why that was a temptation, that was the first temptation, because what the devil was trying to do was to get Jesus to break his fast. It was his hope that after he had been fasting for long, surely the Bible says that after he fasted, he was hungry. Mm-hmm. So even in the middle of a fast, you're going to be hungry if you're really fasting. Now, if you're eating salad and if you're eating all types of things,
you may not
be hungry. But Satan was trying to get Jesus to break his fast when he tempted him to turn the rocks into bread in hopes that he would eat the bread and break the fast.
Unreal.
And it's because the enemy knew the power of fasting.
Mm-hmm.
He knew the power of fasting. Now, I contend in the book, and there's a lot that I'm leaving out, and hopefully the viewers will get the book and read this chapter.
Absolutely.
That chapter alone is worth it. I believe that had Jesus broken his fast, at least the devil believed this, he would not have had the same strength to resist the other two temptations.
Interesting.
So, So he attacked the area of fasting first in an effort to try to maybe break down, you know, Jesus's strength. Now, some people don't believe that Jesus was capable of sinning. I think he was capable of sinning because he was a man. Mm-hmm. And if he was not capable of sinning, he really would not have been tempted, because the temptation itself means that something is a possibility. And so I believe that was the reason why, you know, the 40 days of fasting, it really prepared him for ministry. And it's interesting also that the enemy tried to attack fasting because he felt like it would not allow Jesus to be as strong as he would have been in resisting the other temptations.
I absolutely love that. So your book, The Jesus Fast, helps us know exactly how to fast, when's a good time to fast, be prayed up before the fast, what we can expect during the fast, and what we can expect as a result of doing the 40-day fast. I'm paraphrasing, but is that the information that we will be getting as a result of reading that book?
Yeah, well, absolutely. That and much more. Now, you know, I don't think that everyone has to do a 40-day fast in order to do the Jesus fast, because the Jesus fast itself is just abstaining from food.
We're going to do a short commercial break. When we come back, I have a curveball question, and I have to tell everybody where and how they can get their hands on your book. So more with Kay Sheldon right after this.
You lost faith in the government's ability to make sound financial decisions. Our economy, banking system, and the U.S. dollar are failing. How do you protect your wealth in economic times like these? Gold offers protection that paper can't. Unlike stocks and other paper assets, gold is real, has never gone to zero, and has no counterparty risk. Gold has more than doubled in the last 5 years, and many experts are predicting that gold prices are going to continue to rise for many reasons. There are lots of gold companies out there these days, so compare prices and credibility. Call Wholesale Direct Metals now for great service and lower prices. We're a Better Business Bureau A-rated discount gold dealer with zero complaints nationwide.
Call now and request free information. 1-866-925-6626. Ask about using your IRA to buy precious metals. Call 1-866-925-6626 now and protect yourself with gold.
Have you been feeling a little off lately? Many of us have. The crazy thing is, you're not sick, you're being poisoned. GMOs, glyphosates, heavy metals, microplastics, nanobots, and graphene oxide in vaccines. These toxins are everywhere. But there is a solution that detoxifies and goes after the root of the problem, with all natural ingredients that work at the nano and cellular levels. It's called Masterpiece. This organic formula has two natural ingredients, zeolite and sea plasma, both powerfully structured together. The clinical studies are unmatched, and they've got thousands of testimonials with incredible stories. One user said, "Phenomenal product. I've only been taking it for a week and my energy levels are through the roof." To get Masterpiece, just go to masterpiecebyhcs.com. That's Master, P-E-A-C-E, by HCS.com, or click on the link below. Enter code Tina at checkout to get our special pricing. It's literally a dollar a day. Let's ditch the poison. Kay Sheldon, curveball question before I let you go. What do you think is needed most in the body of Christ today?
Ooh, what's needed most in the body of Christ today, I think, is unity. I think that we have plenty of conferences, concerts, and cliches, but I think the thing that we need the most is unity. You know, there's power in unity. And I think we're so divided now by many different things. We're politically divided. We're denominationally divided. We're divided by doctrine. We're divided by race. We're divided by so many different things, so many social things, and just economically divided, so many things. The most important thing is unity, because I believe that that's where, you know, the power of God, you know, really, really allows us to be the salt and the light that he's calling for in this time. And, you know, the absence of unity doesn't allow us to be as effective as possible when it comes to doing the work of the ministry and the building of the kingdom of God.
Everybody out there, buy Kay Sheldon's book, The Jesus Fast, The Practice, Purpose, and Power of True Fasting. It's on Amazon, 5-star. Before I let you go, your website, everybody's going to jump on there immediately to get more fasting info and so much more. KSBMI.org, everyone. KSBMI. What can we find on this website?
Of course, as you mentioned, you'll find my books. You'll find a little bit about my story in terms of, how I came to do international ministry, how I began pastoring, when I stepped back from pastoring, why I stepped back from pastoring. There's also, I think, the link for my YouTube channel in there. There's a link to invite me to come for ministry and a number of different things on there. It's links to the different trips that I've taken, different places I've gone.
Kay Sheldon, thank you so much for jumping on the program today. Everybody out there, watch all four episodes. Phenomenal insight from our guest this week, all on the topic of fasting. Go get them, people. I purposely rolled this out after the 4th of July, knowing you'd probably be having a barbecue during the 4th of July. So I made it easier for you. Now it's time to fast. CounterCultureMom.com. Share the episodes. Kay Sheldon, you rock. Keep at it, buddy.
Thanks for joining us for the Counterculture Mom Show with your host, Tina Griffin. For over two decades, Tina has traveled the globe exposing how pop culture is glamorizing harmful behaviors without showing the consequences and how these messages are wreaking havoc on today's youth. Through radio, TV, podcasts, and our app, Counterculture Ministries is reaching millions every week with a biblically based message for hope for today's teens and their parents. But we can't do that without your faithful prayer and financial investment. If you appreciate the ministry of Tina and Counterculture Ministries, would you prayerfully consider a generous gift right now? We have a donor matching dollar for dollar. You can give securely online by visiting counterculturemom.com or by texting the word donate to the number 55444. That's counterculturemom.com or text the word donate to the number 55444. Every dollar is doubled. If you love this show, you can stay up to date on the latest critical issues affecting your family by catching all of our weekly episodes with resource links, signing up for our e-newsletter, and downloading our Counterculture Mom app, where you get timely pop culture alerts. Visit CounterCultureMom.com for more details. And be sure to join us next week for another edition of the Counterculture Mom Show with Tina Griffin, where we are rewriting Hollywood's script for our kids.